Hi, this is Robin Daniels, CMO at Matterport. You're listening to Real Estate Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. I have a huge breaking news moment in the Toronto real estate market, in the Ontario real estate market, in the luxury real estate markets in general. A huge tech shift just happened this week in real estate. Not everyone's going to hear about it. It probably won't make the news. But for those of you with multi-million dollar properties across Ontario, you need to listen and listen closely. So this week, a property in Ontario, a multi-million dollar home, not one, not two, more than that, just sold. Instead of using traditional staging approach, they went with a virtual staging approach instead, and it was an absolute success, 100% success. So this is one of those further moments of proof, because without seeing it in action, without seeing this stuff happen, you're just going to say, well, this guy's just, you know, making this stuff. And I've been, you know, saying this now for pretty much since the early 2020 range, when I have adapted, completely shifted my six step sold system. There's a lot of S's in there, to adapt to the changes that were happening literally in real time. And if you weren't adapting in real time, you were certainly leaving out a lot of important variables in your marketing process. And this is the challenge that I feel I have to overcome in terms of helping to prove that there are certain advantages to using technology. And I really want to make sure you guys are listening. Now, again, the six-step system is very detailed, but also very simple to use, very simple to understand, not so simple to use. But of course, one of those features is something you're listening to right now. This is the primary, sort of the base of everything. This is where every house, every condo, every loft I handle across Ontario gets its own podcast. So for starters, your story needs to be told on a new stage, a digital stage, because just having a few of your neighbors, or, you know, even like a couple thousand people get a postcard, having that happen and expecting great results is, again, not part of the newer, more effective approach. The traditional approach still works. Properties will still sell even if there's just a sign in the lawn and nothing else is done. And as a scary, you know, reminder, that is what a lot of realtors are still doing. The sign in the lawn is almost where it ends, and it might not go a step further than that. So if you are serious about making sure that your property, whether it's a under a million or a multi-million dollar home, you want to make sure that you're taking full advantage of that. The next big thing that I utilize in my system, and this is, again, this is sort of my character system that that works really well, again, is the element of digital virtual staging versus traditional. Now, because I've done the research and I've actually, you know, seen this working really, really well in the US last year, I knew that we were going to have it sort of take over up here. And it's slowly becoming the best way to digitally enhance the potential of the property. Now, the reason I say that it's important to digitally enhance it and give someone the potential is because that word, that the word potential, is what a buyer is looking for. And whether you're a buyer or a seller, there's no arguing this, that when you look at a property, you want to see what its potential is for yourself. And that changes depending on the set of eyes that's looking. So it's so important that when you're looking at a property that you see it in its best possible light. And of course, when you're doing that, of course, technology has a way of helping that along. And there's no denying that if you see the property in its best possible light, then you can probably see yourself there. And that really makes, you know, such a big difference. The next big, really big part of my experience of my six-step program, which is right in on my website, right there for everyone to see, realestatepodcastshow.com, my selling system. You'll see it right there on the top menu. The next thing is the cinematic Hollywood quality video experience. And this is also something I really, really spent a lot of time getting just right to make sure that I have the right people on call, the right type of visionaries, the people who will look at your property. And again, I try to get the best future Martin Scorsese I can find to do this, to make sure that they capture the property properly. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Martin Scorsese even directed a music video. So my theory is if Martin Scorsese could direct a music video, which was the music video Bad by Michael Jackson, then I believe that there can be a really great production storyline that can go along with a real estate video. Why not? It can be much bigger than just one of those stand in the middle of the room, spin around tours. Next step is the importance of drone photography. Now, because most of us only see the property from the curb, and of course from the ground, you really only see one element of it. When drone photography is introduced, and I've introduced this into even some of my listings in Rosedale, my listings outside the city, it just adds that extra dimension to the look of the property, to the way it the way it describes itself. And of course, when you see one property, and I did this for a property in Scarborough, when I saw it, that it was a far superior lot, it just makes a really, really convincing argument that the property is truly worth more money. And on paper, it might look similar to a lot of the other ones, but it definitely looked a lot different from the sky. So having that in place as well is so important. The last two things are the state-of-the-art 3D Matterport tours. And the reason this is such an important thing to me, and this is so important to me, in fact, that I had the CMO himself, Robin Daniels, join me on my podcast to discuss what the Matterport tours do and how important they truly are. And lastly, twilight photography. Because certain properties do look better at night, I really insist that if you're going to make sure and get your property looking its best inside and outside and following all my other steps, it just makes sense to actually have a photo shoot done at night at the property. And again, we're still doing things in a safe manner. So if I'm doing a movie shoot, if I'm doing a video shoot or photo shoot, you cannot be in the house. I cannot be in the house. These are non-negotiable items. And when we're showing properties, again, I am not in the house. And I've made this very clear to all my clients from the $500,000 range to the $5 million range that you need to understand that, again, along with all these six critical elements in the sale process, you need to understand that safety is one of those elements that sort of goes through all of this. And this is why some of these items are working so well, especially the one that I'm talking about today. The fact that the virtual staging of a property has now sort of crossed over into the mainstream and people are ready to buy a property with that technology being used. So they can see what the potential is. They understand that it doesn't look like that when they go see it. It's all very clear. It's right up front on the listing. There's no hiding it. And there never was supposed to be any element, whether it's a photo, whether it's a disclosure issue, and even for that matter, an offer date. Like, this is all the kind of stuff that I believe should be, you know, right up front for everyone to see, should be made mandatory, regardless of, again, the property at all. So this is one of those things that should be understood, that you, you know, you can create a whole different illusion, a way a property can look, because again, no matter what renovations you do, you could actually do the best renovation on your property that money can buy. It might not be at all what the next buyer wants. So you may have actually had a negative effect. And there are certain renovations that do provide, that do cause a negative effect on property value. One of those is people who have put laminate floors over beautiful, shiny concrete floors of a loft. I've seen it done, and it is just a disaster. And I've told clients straight to their face, right in their eye, this was a bad idea. I don't know why you did it. I told you not to. And it cost them. And a lot of people don't like confrontation. To me, it's just part of being a good realtor and, of course, a good advocate. That's really what, you know, you're hiring me to give you the right advice, not just the advice you want to hear. That's just never going to be the way I work. So I hope this was informational and helpful. And by all means, if it's something you want to pursue, it's just as simple as going to realestatepodcastshow.com, signing up right on the front page. You can just click on just about any of the sign up areas. There's lots of them, or go right over to my selling system and check it out. And let's connect. We'll go from there. Have a great day.